This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
My name is Frankie, and honestly, it's awesome. This is my first time coming to an event like this, and I've just found it so a lot more diverse than I thought it would be. You know, like the stalls that are here are not just sort of specific to causes that you would necessarily associate with Pride or just being gay. So it's really cool to see all that.
So prior to coming here, and it's your first time, what did you kind of think it would be?
Well, you see a lot of stuff online, so you kind of have an expectation anyway, and you see like a lot of rainbows and a lot of people just being all like happy and like inclusive and gay together, and it is that, but it's just, it's one thing to see it on, you know, like on a screen, you know, as you're scrolling through Instagram or Snapchat or whatever, and it's a different thing to be here and just to see everyone and see just everything for yourself. You know, like there's not just, you know, there's not just like a gay couple there and a lesbian couple there. There's like people with their children and their dogs, and there's people who are here to represent their businesses because like they genuinely care. It's sort of serene in a way, like, you know, like you go from out, you know, like if you're anywhere else you might necessarily be slightly on edge about the fact that, you know, I'm lucky because most people think my girlfriend is a boy, so we don't necessarily get any kind of judgment about being a homosexual couple. But here you're like, hell yeah, let's be as gay as we can be, because we can be, you know. Yeah.
So I'm really interested that you're using words like homosexual and gay. What are is this the kind of terminology that you'd use to describe yourself? And what other kind of words are there out there?
Well, I suppose it's a bit different because I've got like an honours degree in gender identity and that sort of thing. I use whatever terms I think I'm comfortable with. So, I mean, if somebody else was to say like myself and my girlfriend are a faggot, if it's my gay little brother saying that, that's fine, because I know that he means it like out of love and it's like affectionate and there's no negative association there. But for us, I think we just use any words that are there to describe us, because you know what, this is our identity and I'm happy to be there because I'm happy to be with her. Yeah.
And I guess kind of identities change and grow and
yeah. It does. And I think with all the kind of changing identities that are there, it's, I don't know, maybe important to hold on to the terminology, but also, you know, there's the whole stereotypical cliched, let's reclaim it. You know, let's reclaim being gay. Let's reclaim being, you know, like homo couples, you know? And we're just like, you know, we'll honestly sit at home and just be like, so happy to be lesbian, you know? But it's, yeah, I mean, it's changing, but everything and everyone is changing and that's just who we are. So like in this moment in time, it's fine.
So what are some of the things that are happening in New Zealand that need to be changed in terms of rainbow communities?
Well, I think that's tricky to say because I think everybody's exposure is different and everyone's framework of knowledge is different. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe it is the problem that everything seems maybe even too over the top for, you know, like when I first moved to Wellington 9 years ago and I was first like kind of coming to the idea, like coming to grips with my own identity, I thought it all seemed, I felt that I wasn't gay enough to participate. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if anybody else feels like that, but maybe there's something there in between, so somebody doesn't have to go there and feel like they have to, you know, go to like rallies and go to pride events, but maybe they can just somewhere where it's just okay to be gay, you know?
And just somewhere to just to be.
Exactly. And of course society is becoming a lot more inclusive where you can do that a lot more easily, especially, you know, with the law reforms and everything like that. But I think that was, for me personally, that was my biggest problem. And then kind of, you know, like letting my friends know, it was just like, well, it was easy for me because my friends knew before I did. But I don't know. I think so, and sometimes it seems really intense and sometimes it seems like it doesn't touch anybody else that isn't looking for it, so therefore because they're not looking for it, it just seems like this like distant gay thing and it seems inaccessible, and so therefore they are unable to understand that it's just like just people that love each other and that's it. Yeah.
Jumping ahead 30 years, what is your kind of ideal world? What do you think, how should New Zealand be in 30 years' time?
In 30 years' time? Wow, how do you... I don't know, like, how do you even fathom something that's so completely ideal? The thing that I've always stood by is just, like, do what you want as long as you're not hurting yourself or somebody else. And I think that that should go for everyone, you know, like, love who you want, be who you want, as long as you don't hurt yourself, as long as you don't hurt somebody else, then there should be no problem there. Yeah.